Okay, in order to begin, I'd like to give a hakdama from Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Kaf Chesamud Aleph. The Gemara over there, it's a well-known Gemara, deals with the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. Shitana Rabbanan Shmonim Talmidim Hillel HaHillel HaZaken. Shloshem Ehem Ru'iyim Shetishareihim Shechina Kamoshe Rabbeinu. Shloshem Ehem Ru'iyim Shetamod Lehem Chama Kiyoshua Ben Nun. So out of the 80, 60 were taken care of. They were parallel to Moshe and Yoshua. And 20 were on a little lower level. There were 20 who were Beinonim. Godol Shabahem, out of the 80, the greatest of the Talmidim was Yonasan ben Uziel. Katan Shabakulan, the weakest of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, was Yochanan ben Zakkai. What does it mean to be a weak Talmid of Hillel HaZaken? Amar Rav Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Govhiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agados, Dituke Torah, Dituke Sofrim, Kalu V'chamurim, Zero Shavos, Tkufos, Gematrios, Sichas Malachi Hashare, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekolim. Even Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what these are. Mishalos Hakovsim, Mishalos Shualim, Dover Gadol, V'Dover Katan. That Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was makif everything that he possibly could in terms of his learning. Then the Gemara explains, what is Dover Gadol and Dover Katan? Dover Gadol, Ma'ase Merkava. Davar Katan Havayos de Abaye Virava. Namely, that the Gemara is positing that that which we spend our lifetimes doing, namely learning Gemara Bavli, Havayos Abaye Virava, that's considered to be a Davar Katan. What over here does the concept of Katan mean? Davar Katan. So there is a very, very, as opposed to Maseb Merkava and Maseb Reishis that are considered to be a Davar Gadol, there's a very beautiful Sefer of Rav Kook, a small Sefer called Oros HaTorah. Over there in the third parak of Oros HaTorah, he explains that Davar Gadol and Davar Katan doesn't mean Gadol important and Katan unimportant, pitchifkis. That's not Chas V'Shalom what it means, that our spending our entire lives learning Havayos Havayah V'Rava were involved in pitchifkis. But rather, that there are always two perspectives that one can have. That one can see trees or one can see a forest. One can see details or one can see the broader picture. Neither of them are unimportant. Both of them are classically gufo shel Torah. But the question is as to what one is involved in. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was involved in both. He was involved in the Pirtei Pratim of Havayos Havayah V'Rava. All of the machlokes that later on came about between the Amoraim and the various possibilities and the options and the machlokes Rishonim and the Girsos v'chule, that was the Dover Katan that he was involved in, and he was also involved in trying to see the broader picture, but trying to see things from a different perspective. I have an opportunity here to give Akaras HaTov to Sam, who's sitting opposite me. Before I left for go home, he asked me where I'm going to be Hoshana Rabba. I said, I'll be Mitzvah Hashem at the Kotel. I said, would you like to be on the roof of the Idra, the roof of Netiv Aryeh? So I said, ever been there? Why not? It sounds good. Maybe, you know, I always get pushed around when I'm by the Kotel. It's a little hard for me to get pushed around. Maybe there'll be a little more room up there. So I went, but I didn't realize the uniqueness. That the perspective from there is looking down at the Kotel from above. And Chazal always tell us that the Arba Amina, particularly the Lulav, is the same Lulav Nitzach. I never felt the same Lulav Nitzach when I'm waving a Lulav, that somehow I'm waving a sword. But you look from above and you see hundreds of people with Lulavim, all waving, all walking around. It's really a Nitzach. It's really, really Malchus. So from the perspective of the Davar Gadol, one can see that which one can't necessarily see from the perspective of the Davar Katan. When you're in the forest, you see the trees. When you're above the forest, then you can see the forest. Why am I bringing in this Gemara? Because this is what, in other words, that the Ramchal points out, that there is a Yetzirah that has to be overcome in one of these two areas. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he overcame his Yetzirah. He learned both Davar Gadol and Davar Katan. Where is the Yetzirah? To leave out one of these areas. Which area does the Yetzirah push us to leave out? So the Ramchal posits that the Yetzirah pushes us to leave out the Davar Gadol. He pushes us to keep getting involved in the Davar Katan. get involved in more trees. Look at the maple, look at the oak, look at the pine. See the difference between this and this. But to see the forest as a whole, the Yetzer Hara says, everyone knows that these trees are part of a forest. There's no need to get involved in that. That's simple. And so he points out that when you have individuals who are bright, when you have individuals who are talented, when you have individuals, of course, Baruch Hu gave them unique intellectual gifts, they tend to specialize in Dover Katan. Take the field of medicine. So someone who is, I hope I'm not going to insult anyone, but someone who is like a really, really bright fellow going to Harvard Medical School, he's going to become a pediatric nephrologist. Or he's going to become a prenatal cardiologist. Now, he's not going to operate on stop anyone's heart. He'll only operate on the hearts of a baby that hasn't yet been born. Right? That's his specialty. Mashenken, you know, it's you have a general practitioner. So he's a nice guy. He's not on the top of his class. So he'll be a GP, he'll be a general practitioner. He'll be able to tell you when you have a virus, when you have a cold, etc. He'll get involved in what we'll call the Dover Gadol, looking at the patient as a whole. Mashenken, the bright person, he'll get involved in the Dover Katan. Hu Hadin, in the world of learning. That the person who is really, really good, he'll go to the Brisker Kollel, he'll specialize in Kodshim. Or he'll get involved in a Ksav Yad from the Gnisa and spend his entire life trying to decipher this Ksav Yad. And Nebuch, the fellow who was in the back row of the shir, he'll become a rabbi. In other words, he'll become the general practitioner in the world of learning. And so what the Ramchal points out is that this is terrible, that this is horrible, because to be a Jew means not only to be able to deal with the Dover Katan, to be a Jew means to be able to deal also with the Dover Gadol. That's what he calls Shlemos HaAvoda, to be able to deal with Ahava, to be able to deal with Yira, to be able to understand what is Dveikus, to have a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, that we should view it from both perspectives, from the perspective of the Dover Katan and the Dover Gadol. And so he wrote the Sefer over here, HaChibur HaZelo Chibarti V'Amed B'nei Adam Es Asher Lo Yadou Ela LaHaskirim Es HaYadua Lohem Kfar Mefur Sametzlem Pirsum Gadol. But the fact that they know it doesn't mean they spend any time being involved in it. And people get involved in Limud Torah HaKadosha, Pilpulei Halachos, Medrashim, Piskei Dinim, Ma'atim Hamin, Sheyikvu'u Iyun V'Limud Al Inyoni Shleimus HaAvoda, Ahava, Yira, Dveikus, Ushar Chelkei HaChasidus. Not that they don't view them as being important, they just don't view them as being important enough to put in time, because they're very, very pashut. Okay, so this is where we are heading. To try and understand these concepts not as Dvarim Pshutim, but rather like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that here we have also Maisa Bereishis and we have Maisa Merkava. We have a tremendous chachma which is behind all of this. And so this Blinetta will continue tomorrow in terms of the nature of that chachma.